With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Look, I realize that a lot of us are getting ready for Halloween festivities, yeah. But we've got some breaking news that
what
I think
happened?
Is much more important. This is for the female listeners out there, or anybody who happens to like to wear this kind of accessory. A woman is going viral for her story on TikTok about how her thong almost killed her.
Oh,
by causing an abscess on her butt. This is important info.
This is how a thong sent me to the emergency room. One day I was out of town and I noticed my butt was starting to hurt right above my crack. I had no idea why. Got home and I told my mom, I don't know what's wrong with my butt. She said, we're going to the emergency room. We got to figure this out. So we went and then I had emergency surgery on my butt. I had an abscess. So they cut me open and they start squeezing the pus. Oh. It smells so bad. He says, thank God you came in because this can kill you. Like, thanks. So a thong I wore gave me a microscopic cut that led to an infection that could have killed me.
Well, she seems happy about it.
That has 6.1 million views.
Yeah, that makes sense on TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was just common knowledge. That's why I don't wear a thong. Yeah. But everybody knew that.
Yeah,
everyone's like, Steve, when are you going to wear a thong? I'm like, it's not worth it. Not worth the risk.
Yeah, 6.1 million views. I can't tell you how many times I've had things on my body. I didn't tell anybody about them. I should have, huh?
Well, that's what TikTok's all about. That's where you learn about science and medicine.
Yeah.
And
yeah, exactly.
I mean, at least she has a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah. Geez, a thong could do that. You got a microscopic cut from a thong, and all that time she didn't notice anything was going on back there to the point that it grew to this
thing. Well, how many times do you look at your butt?
Oh,
every
all the time.
Day.
Every day.
Really?
Oh, I'm always butt checking.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, I feel like if you know, I mean, I go over mostly all my body, you know, in the shower when I'm washing.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How so?
How so?
Like you're touching everything?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just checking out the topography.
I wash everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just work the armpits and the crotch area. That's it.
Oh, you don't work the butt?
Excuse me?
Work it.
Well, I mean, when's it going to get clean if you don't do it, especially if we're not bidet?
Of course
I do. You were joking. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I don't wash my butt, BJ. I literally just wash my armpits and my crotch.
Look, you know there are dudes that don't. So that's, I mean, you know what I mean? That's a dude thing where dudes don't always wash all every part
like
of
them. Like when they're teenagers.
I don't, I've known some dudes that are adults that are pretty.
And as somebody who has hung out with many male dudes intimately, yeah, not everyone knows how to wash themselves properly.
All right, good point.
Yeah.
I don't have that experience.
You should do a TikTok tutorial on how to wash yourself properly.
Now, let me ask you, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Was there ever a time where you didn't thoroughly do it when you were, or you've always been a thorough cleaner? Because I've been anal, as it were, about it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, honestly, where someone said to you, hey, man.
I think the only thing I slack on is maybe washing my feet. I need to wash my feet better.
Oh, you know, that's the one thing where they say you don't have to worry about it. Somehow the soap and the suds and you standing around the tub.
Just because it drains down and it slides down.
And you're walking around. Somehow that does the job, I guess.
But like every couple of times I'm like, oh, man, I need to really like scrub a little on the feet. Not that I have any feet smell issues or dirt issues, but like I'm just like, I'll look down. I'm like, yeah, I really didn't spend much time on my feet the last time I was in the shower. What are we talking about?
No, we're talking about a girl.
How do we go from a butt abscess to me washing my feet?
Well, shower chat.
Well, the idea is that she had no idea she had this thing growing on her. Yeah. You know what I mean? I had a neck thing, and you know, you and I both have had whatever the heck those things are. We had
lipomas or cysts. It depends on like what. But I deal with lipomas all the time. I gotta actually go get one removed soon.
Ooh. Yeah, so you know, annoying. So you know like, about them, isn't it? She's kind of got like that on her butt.
Yeah.
And I feel, you know, plus on the crack area, I feel like, you know, you'd feel that when you put the thing on all the time. So how it took her so long. She had this giant abscess on it before she realized, oh, maybe I should go check it out, Mom.
Dude, it's funny you bring it up because I had to call the doctor to get this lipoma removed. It's on the back of my elbow. I give you a look. It's like, it's going to be a gnarly one. Like, I mean, the last one I had was like the size of like a chicken nugget.
Oh, my God.
Oh, whoa.
So I call and I'm like, hey, I need to come in. It's a place I've gone before. And like, oh, the doctor's really busy, but we'll get you in, okay? And I'm like, what does that mean? Like, how far do you think a doctor is busy before he can get me in?
I would hope no more than a month.
Okay.
Yeah, I would hope that's the case.
What do you think, Vicky?
I was going to say month to 2 months.
All right, Rev?
Not till at least January 1st.
Rev is the closest.
Whoa.
Are you serious?
I'm like yeah. All right, so when can get me in? She's like, okay, I'm looking. He could get you in on Christmas Eve.
Whoa.
I don't know if I necessarily want to spend Christmas Eve getting a thing pulled out of my elbow.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
How busy is this guy?
How many people have cysts? Is this just like the cyst capital?
No, he's like a dermatologist guy, so he does other stuff. Oh. But like, you know, he's not like just Charlie the cyst doctor. I mean, but I'm just like, what's his schedule like? Does he only see one patient every 2 days that he's so busy that he can't get somebody in until December 24th, and then I'm like, all right, fine, I guess I'll take that. Like, well, that's just a consultation since we haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, what?
So I'm like, okay, so I got to come in, do the consult, of course, because you want more money for my insurance, and then set up a schedule to...
Oh, that's ridiculous.
So I call a different place. Like, I'm like, hey, when can you guys get me in? They're like, oh, not till Thursday. I'm like, Thursday of one. They're like, Thursday next week. Why? I'm like, perfect.
That's unbelievable.
How is one doctor so busy you can't see me till the Christmas Eve?
That's easy.
Why?
They have more assistants.
Oh, my gosh. That's why. Yeah, then I just become the grumpy guy bitching about insurance and how they're scamming me.
Yeah, you got that going for you.
Like this, I just become that dude.
You have become that dude. Yeah.
Congratulations. How's it feel?
Well, for Halloween, I'm just going to be a grumpy old man.
That's the spirit.
With a lump in my elbow.
But at least be your BJ?
Yes.
Oh, really? I'm telling you, it's osmosis. This is what happens in a marriage.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys are...
Yeah, so I'm becoming more like Steve, married. A bit more fun-loving, and Steve's becoming more grumpy.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry about that.
It literally is happening. I'm seeing it right now.
It's happening to my wife, too. My wife is getting more like... She's been the sweetest creature ever, but she's been yelling at so many people. And I'm like, honey, yeah, just take a chill pill. And she's like, what is happening to us? And I'm like, blame Steve.
Thanks.
I'm getting the best of this.
You're welcome.
Two people I pretty much have marriages with, a work marriage and a marriage, they're both chill, nice people.
Yeah.
And then you guys, you get me.
I don't want you rubbing off on me.
Well, excuse me.
I got to rub somewhere.
Not cool.
Sorry. We got to talk about this man that was arrested for allowing another man to rub his cat's belly. We'll talk about rubbing off.
A lot of rubbing.
Yeah. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the mix report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Live Day is back, baby. Tuesday, November 10th.
You know what it is, man. Our show, The Men's Room, doing everything live. Sound effects, commercials, music, nothing pre-recorded. And look, it's 2020. What else could possibly go wrong? So let's do it.
Well, I mean, we're definitely going to try and make things go wrong because we're doing our karaoke challenge once again. And this year, it's a tribute to Eddie Van Halen. So we're going to do Van Halen songs, BJ.
Yeah.
Live.
Live.
Backing band. Us singing.
Yeah.
What'd you say about things going wrong?
Yeah, oh, it's going to be bad. Yeah. You know me. I'm not even going to practice because it doesn't help.
Rev's already prepping, man. I saw him practicing Panama already.
Yeah, it's on Rock Band.
We're screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. He's a professional. He's going to take it seriously. I'm already giving up. I give up.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you're doing Jump. That's their classic hit.
I'm just going to go, hey, you, what's that? I don't know. Yeah. And I'll be done.
Fair.
Yeah. And, of course, you can listen to Live Day on the Rock. Stream it live at KISW.com. Everything is live. And, of course, we're doing it socially distanced style, so we get a lot of folks helping us from their home studios. But it'll all be live. That's cool. Presented by the Advocates. Live Day. You want more info? Go to KISW.com.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Seattle for giving us the Migs Report. And there's a lot of things going on today. Different ways that you can celebrate October 30th. You can enjoy some breadsticks. Maybe go to Olive Garden because it's National Breadstick Day.
That's a great idea.
It's also a day that will forever live in infamy. It's National Candy Corn Day.
Oh.
The worst treat ever.
Well, I suppose it's fair they get their day close to Halloween.
It is. It's crazy how some people like candy corn. Whenever we have these conversations. And I mean, I'm not one that like poo-poo other people's tastes, but I just don't get it.
I will tell you, though, the Boom Chicka candy corn flavored popcorn, where they have a drizzle of that flavor on there, is
that's fine.
It's really good.
Yes.
But that's about as much as I want of it.
But candy corn in itself, not so
yeah.
good.
So, I mean, I have one because I think it'll change every year. I don't know why, or maybe it's tradition. I always have a couple going, oh, let me try. And I'm like, no, it's still the same.
And you're always reminded, why did I get this? This is trash.
Yeah.
And it's also, this is the most important one. You might want to look through your phone, see if you still have your ex's phone number, because today is National Text Your Ex Day.
Oh. What?
Doesn't say what to text them. Maybe Happy Halloween.
Who came up with that dumb day, Text Your Ex Day?
Somebody who really wants to get back with their ex, I would imagine.
I think you're absolutely right.
I mean, it doesn't say what to text them. It could be like, I miss you, or I continue to think you should F off.
Yeah, exactly.
Two letters.
Also. Do whatever you want.
Is tomorrow National Stalk Somebody Doesn't Want to Be With You Day?
I know. It's so weird. No, and then Sunday's National Restraining Order Day.
Yeah.
And it continues. All right, let's talk about this guy. I don't understand why someone would even think this was a good idea, but it happened in Florida, and he was mauled by a black leopard because he paid the owner of that cat to have a, quote, full contact experience with the rare cat.
Okay, this on every level is what?
His name's Dwight. He's 50 years old, and he had to undergo several surgeries because, well, he did exactly that. He paid $150 to play with the black leopard, where all he wanted to do was rub its belly and take some pictures.
And it did not go for that, did it?
No one ran it by the cat to see if they were okay with it, and, well, the cat decided to attack this Dwight guy. So bad that he ripped the ears and a part of his scalp was hanging from his head.
Yeah.
Damn.
Now, yep. The guy, the dude that owned the cat, Michael Poggi, he's in trouble with the law. He's allowed to have the cat, but he's not allowed to just let people play with the cat.
Well, but it's $150.
He admitted his wrongdoing to the police.
If you know anything about cats, you know you don't try to rub a cat's belly.
No.
Like, that's where all the pointy parts are.
That's with dogs. You rub dogs' bellies.
Yeah.
Lulu loves a good belly rub.
Yeah. Carl, no.
Yeah, but for $150, you could come over to my place and rub Lulu's belly.
But hold on a second.
What?
Would you do that, though, with like a wolf or any, or a wild dog? Probably not. Because these cats are wild, aren't they?
Yeah, probably not,
I'm not going to pay $150 to get near anything that can rip off part of my skull or my scalp.
It's like, it's not like he's rubbing a kitty cat. I mean, it's a wild freaking leopard thing.
Everyone wants that awesome Instagram picture. I got to admit, rubbing his belly, pretty cool Instagram picture. Your scalp hanging from your head, even better.
Good point.
Yeah, right?
That's a very awesome, that's an awesome picture.
Man, sometimes, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. This 29-year-old guy in China, all he wanted to do is make it rain for everybody in the area that he was in. He was going to throw money out to people and let them enjoy the free money, right?
Oh, sure.
Well, he got arrested for that.
Why?
He started throwing cash out of his window of his apartment. He was on the 30th floor as people were commuting to work below because it caused a traffic jam.
Oh.
And also because he was high on meth.
Oh.
I'm not sure which was worse of those two things.
Probably then he really didn't want to make it rain if he was not out of his mind.
But of course, people were getting out of their cars to grab the money. And, he was high and got arrested on drug charges.
And do people get to keep the money at least?
I didn't hear about them having to give it back.
Yeah, the idiot gets arrested, I get his cash. That's a win.
Well, last night, Thursday Night Football, surprisingly, the Falcons held on to a late lead.
What?
And didn't blow it at the end of the game when it looked like they were going to. It had an interception to stop things, and it was pretty amazing. If you're a Falcons fan, you're like, what the hell just happened right there? They beat the Panthers. They also did not rub the Panthers' belly.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
They ended up winning towards the 25-17. Nice win by the Falcons.
How do you feel if you're the Panthers? Are we the only team that can't let them blow a game?
The Seahawks beat the Falcons earlier in the year, right?
Yes, we did.
That was pretty cool. And the Seahawks, this Sunday they got their game against the 49ers. The 5-1 Seahawks taking on the 4-3 49ers. That's at 125. It's going to be on Fox. Unfortunately, we won't have Carlos Dunlap, the guy that they just picked up in that big trade with the Cincinnati Bengals. Also a great cat that you could rub its belly.
Yeah.
I hear you can rub Carlos Dunlap's belly for $150.
Oh, it's $150 bucks. Is all it takes?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder we picked him up.
I love this dude already. I went onto his Instagram page, employee96, that's his Instagram handle. And on his Instagram story, he had a video of him just talking about how excited he is to join the Seahawks.
It's all up for here. It's all up for me now. Let's go. I get to play. Above all, I get to play. I'm not gonna lie. I'm nervous as hell, but I'm excited as too.
That's awesome. He sounds like he likes to chill a bit.
He seemed pretty chill.
Yeah.
He had a mask on.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just hanging out.
I feel like he likes to, have a little herbal relaxation.
You think he was meeting up with Jamal Adams to see how recovery's going?
Yeah, I think he just feels like he's, or either that, he's got that Russell Wilson in bed voice.
Or it could have been maybe he was in one room trying to be quiet while his family were in the other room.
Oh, I suppose there's that.
Yeah, sometimes you got to put that under the covers voice on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
As far as weather, 55 degrees. We got some sun later, and that's the major point. That's what's up.
All right, so it is, of course, Halloween weekend, and tons of lists out there. Yes.
I forgot to mention, speaking of Halloween, I just wanted to give some love to our friend Rucky, the Seawolf from the Seattle Seawolves.
Oh, yeah.
Rucky's their mascot, and he direct messaged me. He slid into my DMs saying that they're doing a cool thing with Westfield Shopping Mall over in South Center and Experience Tukwila, and they're going to do a family drive-through trick-or-treat event. So you can go check that out. If you just go to the Seattle Seawolves rugby page, you'll be able to see what's going on with that.
So a drive-through event. So you just drive your car and you can get your candy that way.
Yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
All right. I'd love to see how they're going to do it so we can get some ideas on how we can do it. Just in general. However, they're doing it, they've got to be doing it the safest way possible. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're going to use sticks or how they're going to hand things to people through the window.
Rucky's going to chuck it at you. It's happening tomorrow from 12 to 2 p.m. over by the Olympic Garage.
Oh, nice. Chuck and Rucky.
Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe they'll just kick it at you.
Yeah.
Or drop kick Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That's not too bad. Plus, John, there's a lot of good eatins down in South Center Mall, so.
Damn straight there is. There's a Trapper's.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right.
Nice.
I keep forgetting that, too. Man, that's so close. Keep forgetting Trapper's is down there.
That's my kind of trick-or-treating. Show the Trapper's. Give me a roll.
Throw sushi in your mouth?
That's fine. I'll open up.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right, then. All right, yesterday, Steve, he kind of got this one right.
From which cuisine do we get kimchi?
Chinese.
No.
Thai.
No.
Asian.
Yes.
You were so excited for that.
I was, because we said that Asian is, in fact, an answer, because the way you asked that question, you didn't need the specific Asian cuisine.
Damn straight.
And Steve knew it. He read my mind and pissed off the Rev and got it right. Ah, it was a beautiful day. I wonder if today can be just as beautiful. Yeah, Korean, of course, is the specific answer, but Rev didn't ask for that. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.